does anyone listening think I have anger issues?
I'm afraid to answer that question.
Does the Fifth Amendment apply here? How's that work?
No, maybe a little. Maybe a little.
You think?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm afraid to ask. You think? No. I mean, maybe it's more of a patience thing. We'll go with that.
Okay.
You know. I like the tap dancing. You can hear AJ's doing.
I know.
I mean, like, not ogre type thing, but, you know, maybe a little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit. Yeah.
Really, anger.
Yeah. Well, okay. What do you do now?
I think a lot of it is the tone in my voice.
Yeah,
it doesn't my facial expression. I have resting bitch face.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always look mad. I'm not mad. This is how it...
Right.
It's just how it's... I'm sorry.
Right. Maybe like, just like, what did you know, a-hole? Like that. Makes it seem like a joke. Yeah. You know?
They say it's easier to, you know, grin or whatever.
Yeah.
Use more muscles frowning. I don't know.
Yeah, so, you know, just think of your face.
You're not mad? Tell your face that.
Wait, why is your face mad? Be happy face.
Ruth, do you think I have an issue with anger?
She's looking for her mic button.
Oh, yeah.
She's looking for her mic button.
Why was
her
mouth okay. Where is it again?
She's like, what word can I use?
Why is she hiding?
I don't want to lose this job. I just got it.
Anger's a mean word.
What has your experience been here so far?
Right, you're the newbie.
Do I have to answer that?
Really? Wow, I'm really kind of surprised by that one.
No. I'm joking.
She's teasing.
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great.
I have noticed that you do hang up on people quite often, so I decided that I was, thought it might be interesting just to kind of keep track.
Oh, wow.
So
he didn't hang up on them. In his defense, he was looking for the mic button, and sometimes he hits it by accident. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it happen.
Right.
What if I hung up on two or three people since the beginning of the year?
You put 1,000 after that? Right.
Two or three. I think you hung up on Joe the barber three times the first day.
Does anybody want to, do you want to do a game?
She has a piece of paper.
Yes, I do have a piece of paper.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
We have statistics on this.
There's a lot of ink on that.
Sounds like a mutiny. Yeah.
You've been
right
writing
now.
Down.
I've been.
Every time I've hung up on someone.
Wow.
Yes.
This year.
Starting from what date?
Starting from in January. January 1st.
Okay, so
you got that message.
Chad hung up on in 2023.
Wow. Does anyone want to?
I know it's more than three.
Right, yeah. Right.
I'm going to say 322.
That's high.
That's conservative.
I'm going to go with, well, technically you hang up on people. I'm going to say 200 times.
200
since January.
It's not going to be anywhere near that.
Yeah, it seems high.
Yeah.
I'll take half that. I'll say 90.
I think it's going to be like 20.
No, I don't think 20. It's
20.
20.
Like that was just
you do that in your sleep,
that was since Monday.
All right. Give me just a few moments here. Let's see.
Wait.
5, 10, 15, 20,
25. Wait.
More than 20.
40. 45, 50. This is a real list.
We should have put money on this.
Ink on this.
We should have put cash.
Oh, man. We should definitely.
55.
What?
56, 57, 58, 59.
Do I hang up 60. On that many?
60 people, exactly.
All right. So better than 200.
Oh, that's not bad at all. I'm impressed.
60 people?
Right. Oh, you're getting soft.
All right, so 3 months?
Right. So, okay. So how many per week?
You found Jesus. What happened?
That seems like a lot of customers to hang up on.
Most of them,
there are some of them deserved.
Joe the Barber.
That was going to be my question.
There are
qualified.
Some deserved, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes people call in, there's no answer, it's just a lot of noise. Does that count, or is that just moving on?
Sometimes it's deserved. I've been here when he's like, and I'm like, yeah, I would have done that.
The one guy said, hi, click.
So, they usually say something and then you hang up. If it's like a bad connection or something,
you didn't write those
I don't count those.
Okay, so it's just what this actual conversation.
Okay, so I need to work on that, like how I deal with morons on the phone.
Right.
They don't get to the point.
Yes, right.
See, that sounds a little angry right now.
If we were in therapy right now, that would have.
Right, maybe don't call them morons.
So I should be nice to everyone.
Right.
Like, even morons.
Right, exactly.
Be nice to morons. Right. Put on your list. Right,
you're nice to me.
Nice
to
morons.
Right. Nice to morons.
You know, I'm typically not upset if someone, I can hear it's the first time or new caller.
Right, newbie.
What, Phil? What's the face?
Uh-oh. Why is he doubled over in laughter? He's grabbing his face and shaking back and forth.
What?
Well, Ruth has also been keeping track of some of these outbursts that we've had. It's just very topical with what we're talking about right now.
Because
in this particular clip, and I've shortened it down to just it's 12 seconds. You had asked people specifically to call in their favorite movie, and when you got the answer from this caller, then you got angry. He didn't do anything wrong. He did exactly what you asked him to.
Let's see. Let's see.
All right.
You're just calling that in to annoy me.
No.
You don't watch that. How many times have you seen it?
Probably 30 with my daughter.
Loser.
It's our favorite song.
Get off the phone. I would rather pour gas on myself and light myself on fire.
That sounds legit. I don't see anything wrong with that.
So just because it's not your favorite movie and it's his, he's a loser.
Maybe. Which movie was it? What movie was it?
It was obviously a bad one.
It was Duets.
Oh, Duets, right. That's good. Gwyneth Paltrow, right. That's why.
I must have been in a bad mood before he called.
It was a Friday.
No.
It was happy hour.
That one wasn't bad. I don't think that was bad.
Okay.
Okay, what's next?
Who cares?
Exactly.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Gwyneth Paltrow is mine. I love that she got her head cut off in 7.
Right.
I'm like, great. Someone else feels the same way
I do. That's your favorite part of the movie, right? Wait, plus, also, she married Chris Martin from Coldplay. We weren't into that.
Oh, right.
And,
yes.
And had a kid named
Conscious
Apple.
Uncoupling.
Yes.
Wow, the rest of us call it divorce.
Wow, you're getting angry here.
How dare she live her life on her terms?
I see Hallmark calling up looking for Chaz's number right now.
Folks, when you say God, they're happy. It's like I'm picturing you stabbing someone with a sword.
You literally ran out of words to be angry.
Yeah, you went to sound. How do you spell God?
You went full dinosaur.
You did.
That was more blood curdling than Gwyneth Paltrow going down the mountain.
He became an Angosaurus.
I gave Dave a really tough
blood curdling
job before this break started. I said, you should kind of be on my side here so it's not everyone ganging up on me. I'm sorry, man. This is a tough job.
I was trying, but I was like, forget the dinner. This is more fun being on the other side.
He just bailed.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
This is an off-air moment.
More.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty, AJ.
Oh, wow.
Just sometimes the way people write is not your style of speaking.
Oh, this is off-air. Here's why. Right here, this piece of paper will explain why your career's in the toilet.
I don't need to send an email for clarification. I'll just wave this paper around.
I knew how bad that clip was going to be by the excitement in Phil's voice. Did you hear him?
He went up He couldn't wait. I like how you like take that piece of paper and just beat
He's like, I was in the Scottish Highlands thinking about this, and it made my honeymoon so much better knowing I was coming back to this.
Here's why. Right here. This piece of paper will explain why your career's in the toilet.
All right, so kind of critique right there. Maybe not so angry.
I don't know.
Maybe not so angry.
All right, you're starting to convince me that maybe I have a. Heidi Aldridge is a certified happiness trainer, and she's on the show now. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Right. You heard the clips?
Yeah.
Listen to the disappointment in her voice.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be like, sometimes don't you agree that people can bring that out of you?
Oh, absolutely. But you get to decide how you're going to respond.
Oh.
You don't have control over that.
Respond happily or?
Yeah. You get to choose. It's all up to you. And so I want to know why. Why are you getting so angry?
Well, if I knew that, would I have you on the phone?
It's Tuesday. It's early.
Wait, Chaz gets mad, I'm going to go.
Come on.
You get to choose.
So a doctor walks in the room and says, so what's wrong with you? I don't know.
You're the doctor.
If I knew, would I be here?
You're the doctor, doctor.
You get to choose.
Yep, you get to choose. Right. Exactly.
From now on, every time he gets pissed, we're all going to go, hey, you get to choose.
Well,
your question just made him happy right now. He's laughing. Did that work?
Yeah. There you go. That works. Now. Yeah. See, we got to find out what's really going on underneath that anger. And I don't apparently think you've got some... Though.
Yeah, but you people some... act like I walk around mad all the time. I don't.
No, you sleep sometimes.
I do want to be a better person. Just so stop bringing this out of me. AJ. Try working with this guy for 26 years. Tell me you wouldn't want to punch a wall. I'm kidding.
I know.
Listen to her. Wow.
You're sharing all that anger. That's awesome.
Right. Well, you're getting it out. That's good. You're letting it out.
Yeah.
Letting it out.
We just have to figure out what's really going on. Are you like really hungry or tired or
hungry.
Stressed?
Like, hungry. What hunger does that?
Oh, my God.
Should I give him a Snickers every time he's mad?
He's hungry.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
No, I'm not hungry.
Okay. All right. So we eliminated that. So thanks. That was good. No hunger.
Okay.
No hunger.
We got to find out. Maybe tired, stress, unrealistic expectations.
That's the one. That's the one. Unrealistic expectations.
That sounds like a good one.
That's the one.
So stress is good.
Right. Stress.
And unrealistic.
Right.
Unrealistic.
Yeah. Chaz has an idea.
That
he pictures it. How it's going to play out.
That could be real. Otherwise, I'll be angry all the time myself. That's my life.
We usually get angry when it's that. That's what I know we get most angry about is when people don't do what we want them to do.
Yes.
It makes us mad. So that's hard to live that way. I understand that.
Okay.
There's some things you can do.
Thank you for understanding.
There are things you could do. Okay. There are things you could do.
Yeah,
stop having expectations
right.
of some professionalism.
Just keep the bar low. Just realize who you're working with. Just realize who you're working with. If they haven't changed
now. You're right. It is my fault.
If
I haven't figured it out by now, who's the idiot here?
Right. If you're waiting for vanilla ice cream to become chocolate, it's never going to happen.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
It's just never going to happen.
What makes AJ great is that he's a mess.
Right.
So I can't say, he's a mess and that's great. But over here in these periods of time, I'd like him to be organized and efficient.
Right. But I'm a mess. But I'm a mess.
Wow. Those are big strides we just made here.
I'm a mess.
But now it's becoming all about you.
Right. Yeah. No. Back to you.
You just made him mad again.
No.
No, his face always red like that.
Chaz, you get to choose how you react.
All right, let me write that down. I get to choose.
You get to choose.
That's right. Nobody can choose your feelings for you.
But if you choose to be angry all the time, it's kind of a choice.
I know I put too much importance on the outcome of what happens here on the air, but I feel like it's, for the most part, it's served me and us.
Yes, it has.
However, I know someday I'll be sitting around, retired, thinking, I could have had a lot more fun doing that. I should have just let it get a little sloppy.
Why are you still looking at me? Why are you still looking at me?
But the audience is having fun.
Right. They're having a blast right now.
Good. Well, that's good.
Nobody wants to see you be nice. Who wants to see that?
I do.
It's like tune into news for good news.
Hello?
Oh, look at all the good news that happened. No, I want to see train wrecks.
Oh.
All right. What else, Heidi?
Well, I don't.
You're getting all flustered.
Come on, Heidi, be a good guest. You got to bring the entertainment here. Come on, Heidi, let's go. Come on, move.
Wrap your cheek, wrap it up.
Dangerously close to hang up territory.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang up on you in 5 seconds.
His hand's hovering by the button.
Uh-oh, he's hovering above it. Okay, you can take a little time out. You can take a deep breath. You can put your hand on your heart. You can think
the hand on your heart. Well, that's a heart attack.
What does the hand on the heart do? What does
it do? Really true thing.
What does it do?
It calms you. As soon as you put your hand, try it. Put your hand on your heart and you take a deep breath and it centers you.
Pledge of Allegiance.
And you can just take that. You can just take that moment to just be calm for just a second and it helps reset you. It's an awesome feeling.
Next time
you're getting anxious or angry, anytime you're getting kind of more that little boiling type feeling that comes on once in a while,
put your hand
on your heart.
There's nothing little about the boiling feeling.
Yeah, no, it's mug of meltdown, really.
I want to see him snapping at AJ and also put his hand on his heart and go, oh, hey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's going to happen? You guys are going to get me to the point where I have a heart attack. I'm going to put my hand on my heart.
It's okay.
And you're going to say, it's so nice.
It's okay.
He's centering himself.
He's relaxing.
He's coming down. I'm on the ground over here. No, let him keep centering himself.
It's a big one.
You sound kind of angry right now. You're shouting. Your face is all red.
This is the first time the ladies made somebody more angry.
Oh, yes. That's so awesome.
You know, it's funny. When your face is red, your teeth look so white.
All right, so deep breath, hand on
deep
heart.
Deep breath, hand on your heart.
Take a moment.
Yeah.
Take a moment.
How about drugs, like medication?
Yeah, drugs work. What do you suggest?
What could we put them on?
Yeah.
Yeah, sing a little happy song. Here,
can you do prescriptions?
Why am I sitting in a corner?
Here, try this brownie.
We're thinking lithium.
There you go.
Yeah, how do you get to them, though?
I will tell you one thing that I've gotten better at over the last 6 months is I'll see an email that I'm like, this is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't respond to them.
Yeah, you used to be like,
I used to email right back.
Yep.
And I realize, and then I'll take my little afternoon nap. I'll get up. I'm like, I don't even care about that.
Right. Then answer it in bold caps.
I was trying to find the right word to tell you. What a jerk you really are.
I will say that I've been on enough of those emails that to this day, if an email goes out to all of us, I say nothing
right.
until you write first.
I hide. I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm not responding to this one. No. Never happened.
That's great.
Yep.
See, that's good. Take that break. See, you're doing it. Take a break. Don't respond right away.
Right.
Go for a walk.
That's
or
right. Go for a walk. You can't leave the mic all the time.
Well, here on the air, it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't walk away from here.
Oh.
Right.
You got to walk away from the desk, from the computer for a second. There you go.
Yeah, you can't do that. Anything better? What about the drugs?
All right, what else?
The drugs.
Do you want to read a couple of the comments? And then I'm going to ask Heidi to give me some homework, some things to work on.
Let's see here. Okay. Stay angry, Chaz, is one person.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see.
Phil, you want to do this?
I don't know if that's the best advice.
I don't know. AJ's going to edit.
Yeah, he's editing. He's scared to read the real ones.
Phil, be yourself. Read it.
All right. Well, some of them, and they're just being honest. They said, look, if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it.
Okay.
They'd rather be hung up on than wait on hold, have a story ready, get a sentence in, and then be told, get right to the end. It's like, well, why did I even wait to check? Like, the details are the point of the story. And then.
Okay. Can I respond to these, or should I just say, oh, that's important. That's very not my how should I do this?
I mean, it's your show. You can definitely respond to it.
Phil, I know it's my show, but I'm asking everybody as a group of people.
Yeah.
You should respond.
Like, should,
I think so, I think, yeah.
I would respond to that.
Yeah, point, counterpoint, yes.
Okay.
A hand on heart. Hand on heart. Because you were about to legit go nuts right there.
I saw you.
I could tell this is uncomfortable for you.
Well, I do. Look, I do want to be a better person. Everybody knows I always try to make the show better. We're always trying to constantly improve.
Yes, definitely.
It's a struggle every day. And then I take it too seriously. I already know that. And do I know I'm a dick at times? Yes. I'd like to fix that. I'd really like to be that person people describe as like, oh man, he's a really nice guy.
Okay, so
I don't think I get described as that. I think I get described as someone who cares about the community, someone who works really hard.
Right. You want to fix
blah,
your dick.
Blah blah blah. Loyal. But I don't think I get described as a nice guy. So I wouldn't mind getting described as a nice guy.
Right.
However, took me a long time to get here. I worked my ass off.
You did.
I moved all around the country.
You did.
Missed time with my son. So I take it very seriously when I'm here. I watch people walk into this building. They just walked in. All of a sudden, they're in WPR. This was a life dream, by the way.
Yeah.
They walk in, like, do-do-do-do-do. So, and then it's like, well, why isn't this? Why? Just get out.
So is this about the callers? Or?
Yeah. That's exactly how it works with a phone call.
Okay.
So you're coming on the air. You should have
some obligation. Have an appreciation.
Because you're talking to everybody. This isn't a podcast that two people listen to.
Phil.
Have some obligation of like, hey, all right, I got my story.
Phil.
I don't have a podcast. Why are you saying my name?
Which one is he talking about?
I think Chaz is right. I think you're right about what you're saying. Because you have the expectation they're going to get right to it. However, I think there should be an introduction to instructions while they're on hold that's on a loop explaining, hey, listen, as soon as you get off hold, this is what needs to happen.
When you hear their voice, just go.
You're going to get crucified if you don't do these three things.
No, your voice shouting at them.
But, all right, so since we're
look, you moron! You're about to go on the air! Get to the damn point! Make sure you talk into the microphone!
Like when you're in line for a roller coaster, they tell you what to expect.
Exactly it! Like I'm like a ride at Disney.
You must be this smart to be on this show!
Or we will eject you off of this ride as fast as you got on it.
You're about to go on. Don't be an a-hole.
Okay.
You're not instructing people, so they have no idea.
Right. And I do know when I press that button.
Yes.
And they hear our voice, it's like, hey.
Yep.
Bob Milford. You know, it's like, oh.
It takes a second.
I'm on the air now.
It takes a second.
And then they go,
and I know they're
hey,
not professional.
How you doing?
Like,
you hate that.
It's not their job to be a professional storyteller.
No, it's my
job to get it out of them. So sometimes the fastest way to tell someone, get to the point. I can say get to the point, but I say start with the end,
right,
and then we'll work back.
Which is a nice way of saying
it. Start with the end of the story.
It's a nice way of saying it.
I'll bet you that we'll figure out the first three parts.
I think
you guys aren't even listening.
I think you should do it.
You're not learning anything right now. You're just doing what you do.
Hand to heart.
All you want to do is just
talk.
I want to hear your voice.
You get to
decide. That's it. Heidi, where are you?
It's all you ever want.
Heidi, help.
You get to decide how you respond. Right now.
Get the sedative! Get the sedative! I hate you!
Sorry, Heidi.
She's so quitting her job.
Heidi, maybe another line of work.
We didn't let you do any work. And I just feel bad for these callers because these callers are so nervous anyway when they call in and they finally get their chin.
You're right.
And you're going to like leap down their throat and so they're already
wait. I'm not going to leap down their throat.
The conversation has continued on Twitch, and some people are admitting that they won't call for exactly that reason.
They're afraid.
Oh, he's mad.
It's scary.
This person just said, I'm tickled a little.
No, I'm afraid.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
If we're having a conversation.
Someone wrote, I forgot this lady was still on the phone.